Amateur Quest, and these are the top business headlines on CNN. The British government says it will help pay the wages of anyone in the UK at risk of losing their job because of the coronavirus. The UK has also ordered all pubs, clubs and restaurants across the country to shut until further notice to curb the outbreak. Concerns about the economic fallout of the pandemic are growing. Goldman Sachs now estimates more than 2 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits this week. That's eight times last week's number and an all-time record. California has placed its 40 million residents under lockdown and become the first US state to do so. In New York, all non-essential workers are ordered to stay home and non-essential businesses must close. The income tax filing deadline in the US has been moved from April the 15th to July the 15th. It follows the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin also giving individuals and businesses an extra 90 days to pay their tax bills. And the Dow and the S&P each fell more than 4% on Friday, ending their worst week since 2008. Stocks turned negative for the day after the New York governor mandated all non-essential workers stay at home. The Dow fell more than 900 points. Those are the business headlines. I'm Richard Quest in New York.